Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I
I'm
did
not
great
sure.
before on the teams. I don't know what happened.
I'm not sure what's going on, but maybe there's a different way we can share the screen. For
I
now.
mean, but it did work. I did hear you. Did you switch something about the microphone on the computer?
You hear me?
Earlier,
I
not
heard.
once I was talking.
Oh. No, so earlier I was this was connected to the phone. The headset was connected to the phone. But when I'm connected to the phone, what happens is that it's not
No, it's not.
changing. So, wanna try once more?
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm calling you.
No, it doesn't do both. I could do the t if you connect it to the computer, I'll just do Teams from my phone so I could talk to you on the Teams thing.
Right, so that's what I tried. So I tried connecting it just to the computer, and the call was connected, the audio was connected through Teams. That didn't work for some reason.
I wasn't hearing it. Or maybe just when it's on speaker I hear you. Is that what the problem was?
What is that?
Maybe just when it was on speaker.
I can do speaker.
I don't want to do that. I'm thinking. I mean, I can try Slack screen share. I'll see if it works. You're getting the Slack call?
You want to Slack you?
Do you see I'm calling you on Slack? Do you see that? You go into Slack, it says like I'm starting a huddle.
Oh. I don't see any notification popping up. But I don't see any huddle, nope.
It's okay. Oh, here, start hello.
Okay, now
Tell
I
me if this
see.
works.
Okay.
It's working?
Now it's working, yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can share my screen. Do you see my screen now?
Yep, I do see
Okay,
it.
perfect. We can do it like this. So saying, you know, like there's the three databases where all the Family First patients are kept.
Yeah, so there's two databases, as I
There's three. The third, I think, is just discharge one. It's a newer one they just started. Yeah, I think to just be all the discharge cases because they need more space. So just to know in case you ever need to look up a patient or anything, all patients aren't going to be listed here. Caregivers have their own databases. So all the information on every sheet is taken from these databases.
understood.
So I have an overview sheet of the entire of all the enrollment cases. So at times I'll take that sheet and I'll just dissect it, like, you know, all the new calls, all the waiting county approvals. Sorry, just loading.
Are you
You know,
actually
that stuff.
going over each and every case and looking at everything, if it's, on track?
Yes, yeah, so there's always different ways to do, like, you know, different focuses. So there can be a focus. So let's say you have the whole, you don't have to go from 181 to, you know, the end. It's, you know, one day going through all the issue cases, going through the on hold. That's a, you have time. You know, I take the phone, pick up the phone, and make a call for all the no contacts before we discharge if I don't have luck either. You know, and let's say, so let's just go in, for example, no contacts. You know, I would look and see last time she spoke with the patient, just to make an assessment as to what how we should proceed here. So she spoke to him on January 20th, which is almost a month ago. 122, calls not going through, calls not going through, calls not going through. Still not going through. So let's say in this situation, it's been 3 weeks. I would, you know, if I have the time, I would pick up the phone, call phone one, see if there's any other phone numbers. Is there a caregiver to call? Nope, here, employee need no caregiver. I would call 445, this number here, and if there's no answer, I would just tag it Abigail that, you know, it's been 3 weeks, we're going to discharge this case. And if you want, you could, you know, tell her to send a final text if they ever want services with us, to please reach out.
But you actually have, like, a report that shows you, like, when you go over the whole sheet, there's a lot of cases there's no, you know, it's not necessary to look on. You need to say there's no issue, there's no, you know.
Yeah, there's not always going to be fine. So 100%.
But we don't have, like, a report that, you know, filters.
We do. So sometimes I'll go through each coordinator's follow-up sheet, you know, and, like, especially towards the end of the day, it's like they have a lot less. I mean, the other coordinators don't have so many cases, but, like, before I was on leave, you know, they definitely had, like, you know, at times they had 100 cases, and there's just certain cases every day the follow-up dates just got pushed off, and you see, like, here this case, the follow-up date is 2-5, today's 2-10, like, the case should not, you don't leave the end of the day till your follow-up sheet is clear, and you don't just update a follow-up date to 2-10 because today's 2-10, right? That's not something that we instill, but you want to see that they're updating it. So I was just showing, for example, let's say the no context, first of all, yeah, we could create a sheet with all cases that are not, like, which I'd call issue cases. I could create that sheet with you right now. Family first. No, I'll just show you how to create a sheet. So let me start again. Let's say this has every single case on it, so it would be a good sheet to copy and adjust the filters. So I'll do file, save as new. I'm going to switch the name to family first, all enrollment issue cases. Enrollment issue cases, keep sharing with whoever has access and save. Second, I'm just going to refresh and then I'm going to update the filters. So I'm just going through things that you could do on, let's say, on your own time to oversee the team, and then it's separate to go through with each coordinator, let's say, once a week to just up to date with their sheet. And sometimes there won't be things to comment on. They'll be like, oh, this is good, you're on track, which we'll go through together. So let's say here I would adjust it to the maximum status column, right, which is this column. I would update it to only include. I would include just like issues, so no contact, on hold, I don't think anything else, yeah, that's it, let me just see what's down here. Yeah, let's see what happens. Relevant. So here's where you play around with filters. So case type is one of maxima. So it's an enrollment case. Assigned to has any of the enrollment coordinators. So it has a little bit extra, but it has Chaya, Shira, yourself, Abigail, marketing. Is one of the color, the status color is one of blue or yellow because it would only be an enrollment if it was blue or yellow. Auth received is blank. Okay, so let's say here we have 55 issue cases. So, you know, let's say once or twice a week, you just want to go through all the issue cases. You know, instead of going through, you see everyone's issue cases together. So you go through the no context, like I said, see when the last time they actually made contact and push the coordinator, okay, it's time to discharge it. Like, there's no reason to, at a certain point, we don't want to just clog up space. So I would also make a call on my own, put a note there that I called as well, no answer, and just give the go-ahead to discharge it. So here, or sometimes if I see like it's been 2 weeks, I'll like tag hi and write, call today, if no answer, then discharge. Just like one last try. So this one also, like no calls in the past month. Call to follow up. So here, we got a message from the caregiver. Caregiver of work in the field, and she got in touch with patients. She was at work, so I had to hang up. So here, we tried the caregiver again. Let her know we can't reach the patient. How can we get through the patient? But I would not discharge this case because there has been some sort of contact made. And obviously, want to try to, you know, hop whatever case we could. He's still interested. He needs a CC form filled out. And I sent him a message to all financials that need to be collected. So this case would not be a no contact because she got through to them. This one also. So I would go through and see what the cell history was, see what status it was on before it was put onto no contact. Makes sense. And put it back. It's not showing. Take this one. And then I'll just read the notes to understand where it was last. So I just remember doing first second attempts to not hand in any financials. Okay, usually it shows the history of the call. I'm not sure why it's not working. That's why you can go to reopen the case. Okay, so if I'm unsure, I'm just going to put it back onto the first status and the coordinator will follow up. So I'm going to tag Chaya. Is Chaya officially not working today? Do you know?
I think she started with BWC, no?
Okay, so I'm going to reassign this to Abigail since she was working on it.
Judah mentioned that Chaya's sheet needs to be divided.
Yeah, so we'll do that as well. So here I'm going to tag Abigail. So here I would just reassign it right there. I'll tag Abigail, reassigning this case to you. Updated. Enrollment status. Enrollment status. Please follow up from here. So I'll just put it on the first status and she'll update it as needed. So it'll be on top of her sheet. This one as well. Since she got through them, reassigning the keys to you. Please follow up with caregiver for assistance. Each patient. Okay, let's see here. Maybe we should actually, because I don't have that much time, we should focus on reassigning highest cases. So I'll just finish going through her two here, and then we'll do that. So she said no thanks and hung up. So this would be a discharge. And then I'll show you on the discharging how to discharge cases, like a situation like this, like as the director, like I would pick up the phone and try to call the patient just, you know, to give it a chance. And if I have the same, you know, if I have no answer or the same response, then I would discharge it. Like leave it as assigned to Chaya because it won't be on her sheet if it's discharging. Okay, this literally has no answer from December 9th. You should call that. Call them if they're to UPMC. They don't have her in the system yet. Could be it's a brand new waiver or another insurance. Oh, wow. This is a great case that Abigail got back. So I'm going to reassign to her. Please follow up with UPMC today. So this case, I'm going to update the status to waiting SC since they already have the waiver. I'm going to have every guy follow up. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm just going to stop here, and then let's go through Chaya's cases. So let's say I just assigned one, two. I think I gave them about like three cases. So I'll just keep track how many cases I give each of them. How many cases do you have? Do you also want to take some?
I'll take some. I have 56 cases. The total of my sheets.
Let me see how much you tell me how much they have. I have 38. I think Kyle has 40. 42. 35. I would say I would give up the Kyle. I'll take it for another 12, then we're down to like 23. I'd also give Shira at least another 12. I think we're kind of giving them each 12, and then we'll see where we're at. Okay, especially if cases they each touch, I would want to give to them. So let me refresh because this was assigned to her. It's going to bring the column of Chaya closer, so I could just easily reassign it. So I want to make sure to tag them so they know that it's on their sheet now. Okay, so let's start here. Let's assign Tagigayo. So consider their amount of patients easy to call back from spirit close to maybe this one to Shira. Wait, looks like Kaya is working. I'm confused. Let me call to Hila quickly just to double check. Give me 1 second. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just waiting for Nan for 1 second.
No problem.
Okay, ask me to wait till the end of the day. So let's leave it.
Is she still doing her shift?
Yeah, I don't know, I should wait. So if I'm available later today, if not, I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so let's leave this. Alright. I only have like another 5 minutes, but let me just go back to the issue sheet for a second. So you got the gist of like how I would go about no contacts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. So you say you go and go over, let's say, once or two times a week. Issue cases, no contact at all, and then whatever.
Yeah, because you want to clean up. You want to, instead of like overviewing like 180 cases, you just, throughout the week, you can also, there's a way to set up that you can send the report to yourself, a certain effect, like, I don't know, you're organizing, like, how things work for you. But I can show you how to do that. So I can set it up for you now. If that's something that would work for you, that it gets sent to you, like, a certain day or 2 days of the week, and then, to work on you. Is that something you'd want?
So what kind of report will this be?
I'll show you. We can stop it at any time. So here, let's say, it takes a copy report for you. Yeah. Schedule. Let's say, send it. I don't know. You could tell me Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't know. What do you think?
Let's put it forward. Doesn't matter. Let's say Wednesday. Let's say.
Okay. So let's say it starts tomorrow. A specific time?
Let's put in the morning. 9 o'clock.
Like 9 o'clock? Okay, perfect. So let's do that. And then the email will be, so you'll get this report sent to everyone. But like for me, like I have my tabs, I know what I do, but like I definitely think, yeah, for something it might be very helpful, like, it's new, and there's a lot to do. You just have this reminder, oh, it's sent to you. I'm going to keep it on red in my email till I attend to cleaning these up. So I'm going to schedule that, and you can always switch it at any point. You make sure this is shared with you. If you could remind me any reports run to share them with you as I'm on them. And okay. And so the same, let's see, so on holds, I would see, how can I help the case? Can I make a call? Can I tell the coordinator to follow up in a certain way? Is there information that I know the coordinator doesn't understand? So you also could go based on their follow-up dates. Like if you see they have a follow-up date, in the future they probably have a reason that they're not tending to it yet. You can also always update the coordinator's follow-up date. Let's say this is 2/16. Why is it 2/16? Spoke with Richard, you said he needs to figure things out with family before they start with anything, so it'll come back in a week or two. So that's why it's scheduled for 2 weeks from now. So it's for 2/26. So you could reach out again in a month. So, there wouldn't be anything to do there. It's just about make sure, in March, like what's going on. He's anxious and not going to pursue the access of getting services. He's not. Please stay on hold for now. I'll tell Chaya. Please follow up today. If no luck, then discharge. Like this has been like almost a month. And once these cases are on your discharge sheet, then, which we'll go over, that's something that you could do. You could pick up the phone and make one last call also. It's up to your availability, but you could take the phone now and call, like when you're going through it. So you're going to, you know, always want to see the last of those things, and you scroll up for more background. And I end up going, yes, I should have suggested that that is over. Okay. So this was scheduled for 2-6. Kai was out last week, but today's 2-10, so I'm going to tag her. Please follow up with patient 2-10. It's going to be in her follow-up sheet because it's going to be a follow-up sheet, but I should have been addressed yesterday. Patient didn't know reaching out for to log into her bank for when she puts on from a different agency. Log into her bank and she's not comfortable giving me the information. She's working with that agency. She told me in the future she's interested in coming through with us. This is a discharge. They're already not interested in coming. I'm going to update it to discharge. And if she, I'm going to look for Teresa, but she didn't work with today. Shira, I think, oh, here's my Shira, okay. I'm going to get the notification to Shira, okay.
I'm going to try calling them to the local taxi.
I feel that I do have to run.
Okay,
I'll let you know.
I guess we'll schedule.
Okay, yeah. So you're welcome to go through this and see if you have any questions.
Yes, I'll go through my shit that I had the time for it, but
Okay, I probably won't be able to meet again today, but we'll be in touch, I guess, about tomorrow, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.